Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay isn't your normal radio show. It's extraordinary, fun, educational, and inspiring. International business consultant Lisa Kay's unbridled curiosity and appetite for learning takes the value of personal and professional education to a new level. Combine a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand the unknown, and you have a recipe for a unique talent. Lisa Kay lives every day inspiring individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. Her uncanny ability to ask the right question at the right time has helped her develop an international business consulting practice, launch a profound radio show in which she gets some of the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story, all while being a fantastic mother and mentor. Get ready for empowered success and to live the life you've always dreamed about. Now, here's your host, Lisa Kay.
Hey everyone, this is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a wealth transformation. Each Tuesday on Success and Empowerment Radio, we'll have some of the wealthiest coaches, speakers, and authors educating, empowering, and inspiring your wealth consciousness. My special guest today is CEO and founder of the Thank God I book series, John Castagnini. Today we'll be discussing how to see the blessing in what most people perceive as a challenging situation. John Castagnini is the CEO and founder of the Thank God I book series, best-selling author and a sought-after authority on the dynamics between human emotions and universal principles. John's inspiration in life is to help people discover the hidden perfection that is already present within them, within others, and within everything around them, thus liberating the expression of their unique genius. John Castagnini's original and often iconoclastic thinking has put him at the cutting edge of the personal development industry. John practices and teaches a mind tool known as equilibrated thinking. John says, equilibrated thinking lets us see the glasses both half empty and half full at the same time. By combining two different mindsets, it gives us thinking expanded and clarity. Let's welcome John Castagnini to Success and Empowerment Radio. Hey, John, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. Wonderful to be here.
And you're coming to us live from New York City.
I am here right in the center of Manhattan.
And it's such a significant day that we're able to talk to you on September 11th as well. Is there a lot going on in honor of September 11th today?
Actually, I was just meditating about an hour ago, and the bagpipes, I was fortunate enough to arise the bagpipes, so I looked around me and I wanted to make sure that I was still on Earth.
Oh, wow. So they're doing all sorts of celebrations.
Yeah, they're incredible celebrations, really commemorating the day. You know, the new tower is up, and they're really celebrating the erecting of the new tower, which is the, you know, really perfect personification of the universal principles of even through something that can be so tragic, where there's so much loss that people experience, that even with something so tragic, that eventually over time, there's something that winds up being constructed if we look close enough, and sometimes it takes a little more time. But it does wind up happening sooner or later.
So that's beautiful, actually, that you're basically explaining the fact that this beautiful brand new tower has come out of one of the biggest tragedies that we've ever experienced in our country.
Well, if you look at one of the biggest tragedies ever, absolutely, you have thousands of people commemorating, gathering together, you know, unifying, meeting each other, serving one another, building and reconstructing. And although, you know, oftentimes we shun some of the painful experiences in life because, well, let's face it, they're just plain painful, even out of great pains and out of great tragedy, we do wind up having some great blessings. And, you know, just by following the law of thermodynamics in physics, that energy or matter isn't created or destroyed. Here's a perfect example of how there is a transformation. And there's a transformation that happens at the individual level of each person that went through this experience and each family member, and at the level of a society coming together and how this is shared throughout the entire country.
Wow, that's a beautiful way to look at it. And so I want to segue right into your book series, the Thank God I book series. It sounds like that was probably a lot of the inspiration behind the creation of that book series. Can you tell us how, what was your inspiration and how the book series came about?
Yeah, Lisa, there were really two major key turning points in my life, two signs that had me move in the direction to finally create the series. One was I was doing consulting with many women who went through abuse, and they had some incredibly difficult experiences. They were raped, or they went through physical abuse, and they realized that they were running this pattern in their life, that the abuse pattern kept happening. So several of them, after they had one relationship being abused, they realized they had another relationship where they were being abused, or it went from being physical to being verbal, but they had this pattern. And I worked with many of them to share with them the tools on how to discover why this abuse was happening in their life, and actually show them and how they were using this in their life as in a way that was serving them, actually. What was it doing for them? And they began to look at it a little bit differently, and they saw how, well, one of them became a black belt, another one started a radio show, another one started a shelter. But they began to look at their experiences and see that, yeah, this was a painful, incredibly difficult experience, but there was another side to it. And I worked with each one of them through looking through all the different areas of their life, so that they got to the point where they saw that there was an equal balance to what happened, to that even to this great challenge, there was a perfectly equal balance, and they were able to liberate themselves from the cycle by finally writing their Thank God I Was Abused stories. So they wanted to write, they came to me and they wanted to write their story, so we actually included them in our first book, which one of your stories actually featured there, Lisa. You very well know that. You know, you're amazing sharing your amazing story that you shared in our series. Simultaneously, Lisa, I was going through my own test. After having really delved into this principle that there's an underlying perfection that exists at every moment, and the key is to be thankful for everything that happens, even though it's more difficult for some of the painful experiences to be difficult. The key is to really be thankful for everything that happens. And I was studying and practicing this for over a decade, but then my own personal tragedy, I experienced the death of my mom, and she was 56 and she was my best friend, so I was really angry, and I was really, you know, angry and frustrated and pissed at the world, basically. So this was a time for me to really practice what I was preaching. And so
I was just going to say, so one of the first things that happened is this was actually birthed out of some consulting that you were doing, where you were working with people and they actually were asking about writing their story. And so that actually helped create the series in just a bunch of different people wanting to share their story with others. And
well, yeah, they wanted it. These people wanted to share their Thank God I story. They said, yeah, I would love to share my story. I'd love to write about it. I would love to share Thank God I Was Abused. Thank God I was raped. Thank God I was a victim. They wanted to write their stories and share their story. And so I started with the idea there, and then I went through my own personal Thank God I experience where I wrote about my mom dying. So it was a combination of me listening to the people on the outside that I was consulting with and them wanting to write and share their story and myself having my own story to share. And I just said, okay, great, I'm committed, and I get it. And so we went ahead and trademarked the Thank God I Understanding or worldwide, and we just started taking stories in from people all over the world. I mean, from Israel, from Europe, from Australia, from you name it, Canada, South America. People have been authored in our series sharing their, in particular, Thank God I story and what they went through.
You know, that the way that you tell that is a great story in itself, that if you just listen to, if you're doing what you love and you listen to what's going on around you and listen to what people are asking you to do, that actually helps you open up to the rest of your journey and the next steps that you need to take. Before we continue, John, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll continue talking to John Castanini about how to take what most people see as tragedies and find the blessing in them.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. My guest today is John Castanini, who is talking with us about equilibrating your thinking to expand your success consciousness. What we were talking about before the break, John, was how you're using the tools that you have of consulting with people to help them break through some of the biggest challenges that they have with some of the tragedies that they've experienced to help them take their success to the next level. Why do you think it is that people are so attached to playing the victim, though?
Well, we begin our patterns from so many places, Lisa. We look at our parents, we look at, in our schooling system, we begin our patterns, they start in our youth. We look at the people around us, and a lot of ways we imitate the people around us, right? When we're growing up, we imitate their walk. I know my walk is very similar to my father's walk, and looking at my father's walk, I wound up having the same knee problems that my father had, pretty much because I, copied them. So, we our patterns of thinking and the patterns of the way we react to our emotions is really no different. We pick up repeating the same patterns based upon what we learn quite often when we're very young. And, we create this identity for ourselves for who we are and the way we react and what we get pleasure with and what we get pain from and how we're supposed to be and how we're not supposed to be. And a lot of that formulates when we're really young, and it's reinforced. It's a reinforced practice that we just keep doing out of habit.
You talk about patterns of behavior, and I've studied family dynamics and relationship dynamics a lot. And when you talk about the patterns of behavior that we will go through the same types of experiences that our parents went through, and we all have the free will or the choice, if you will, to decide how we look at these situations that we go through. So it's not necessarily trying to avoid the situations, but actually see the value that we get out of the situations.
Well, we all have a free choice, and at a certain point, we reach that understanding. We reach that level of consciousness. See, it can go one of a few ways in terms of let's pretend, to give a practical example, let's pretend growing up we were yelled at, so we couldn't stand being yelled at. So we went ahead, and it was something that really irritated us, being yelled at. Well, we can go in a couple of directions. We could repeat the pattern, right? And, go ahead and be the same thing. Or we can go in the completely opposite direction where we're not going to deal with any yelling. But what we'll find, where we're not going to deal with any yelling and we're not going to be that way. But if you look closely, what we wind up attracting into our lives and in our sphere of vision are the things that we have these emotional charges about, the things that we're judging, the things that really affect us at the emotional level, we keep attracting into our lives until we discover that it was an event that happened that had equal positives and equal negatives, and that we will have an experience of yelling and we'll have an experience of being soft, and that both serve equally. So basically, the walk through each one of our lives is the is us going through the experience of attracting the things that we have emotional attachments to until we learn how to transcend those emotional attachments.
You know, that's a great point that you bring up, dealing with emotional attachments. I've had many conversations around emotional education with people, especially with kids, because kids aren't taught in school. It's not part of the programs of emotional management or how to deal with your emotions. So when we're talking about kids dealing with emotions, what are some of the most valuable things that you think that we could teach our kids, because they're not being taught in school as far as how to manage emotions?
Well, you know, Lisa, I had an excellent example of this over a year ago. I was down at a beach house in southern New Jersey, and there was this young man who was there, and he was 16 years old, and he really didn't date any girls. And I was talking to him why, and he said because of his fear of rejection. And I said, well, what are you afraid of? He goes, well, they'll look at me and they'll go, ew. And all right, so I worked with him for about 40 minutes, and I shared with him, I helped him equilibrate or balance his perceptions on being rejected, on being accepted. I had him understand the value of both. I walked him through the exercise of learning how to appreciate both sides and see how it served him and where he would do both. And I did this for about 40 minutes. Well, a week later, 1 week, he had four women that he asked out on dates, that went out on dates with him. Four. 3 months later, he had 10 girls that he's gone out on dates with. And his father came up to me and goes, John, I don't know what you did to my kid, but thank you. And he now has one girlfriend that he's chosen, you know, that he's been with for over a year, and he actually has a girlfriend. And this is so when he had the 10, I said, listen, I know you can use this to get girls, but I have no idea what to tell you what to do after you have them. That's up to you now. That's your own learning experience, very well done. But it literally, after 40 minutes, Lisa, 40 minutes of working with him, he completely turned around his entire perception of dealing with rejection and acceptance. And now he's got a girlfriend he's been with for over a year.
Yeah.
In one 40-minute session, it was absolutely amazing to see that, you know, their minds are so pliable and they're hungry. They want to learn. And if you give them the tools, they have the capability of doing it. But like you said, I haven't seen a single place in any of the curriculums where, I don't know, the word emotion is even mentioned in the schooling system, never mind spoken about or how it works.
Right, or how to manage it. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest keys in dealing with your emotions, is that we're never taught how to manage them. And so then as we grow up and become adults and start talking to therapists, because those seem to be emotional teachers for us, that if you are dealing with a therapist, it's actually perceived as a negative situation, as opposed to that they just happen to be our emotional coaches and teachers at this point in our society, because we haven't embraced the idea that we need to be educating people about how to manage their emotions and the value of managing your emotions. And so one of the biggest areas to creating a greater levels to success is being able to manage your emotions and seeing the value of what's going on in your life.
Lisa, there's probably nothing more valuable, and I'll give you a perfect example of, like, even you mentioned therapists. After my mom passed, my wife wanted me to go to a therapist just to speak to one to make sure that, you know, everything was okay. So I said, all right, I'll go. You know, I said, I'll go anyway. You know, even after all the work that I do. So I actually went with her, and I sat down there with the therapist, and I, you know, shared some of the, what, you know, I answered questions, and we went through stuff, and the therapist got up and said, why do you have to be so controlling to me? So I stood there and I asked her, I said, Listen, I love the controlling aspect to myself. I also love the non-controlling aspect to myself. I have both according to my value system. They both serve me perfectly. And I love and appreciate the controlling aspect to myself and to you. I don't have a problem with either one. Do you have a problem with controlling? To which she just then sat there and apologized. And the reason I bring that up is because that's how far it that's how pervasive the misunderstanding of emotion goes. It's not only is it not taught in our lower level schooling, in the lower level schooling system, where kids could learn it when they're young so that they could get it in generalized schooling, but it's also not even taught at the levels of therapy, most of the therapies that are out there, which is really quite shocking, because that's where people are going for help.
Yeah, even if you have a degree in psychology, it's not necessarily taught properly. We're going to take another break. John, I'm Lisa Kay, and this is Success and Empowerment Radio. When we come back with John Castagnini, we'll be talking about the newest books that he has that are coming out of the Thank God I book series. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio. Don't miss.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I have success coach John Castanini here talking with us about his book series, Thank God I and the Power of Perfection. John's a specialist in dealing with people, helping people see the perfection and the blessing in what most people perceive as a tragedy. John, one of the examples that I like to share with people and talk about when people talk about how tragedies have actually served in their lives is the example that Lance Armstrong went through in dealing with cancer. And I often say that he wouldn't have become, and I believe that he would openly say that he wouldn't have become who he became as a successful biker, businessman, leader, if he hadn't gone through the challenges that he did with cancer.
That's a perfect example, Lisa, and, you know, one that I like to bring to the front is of someone like Oprah. You know, let's face it, Oprah has done some amazing things to help build our culture and serve so many people in their development over the past decade. Well, I would really have to look at her past and what she grew up as. She grew up being abused. She grew up being physically abused and sexually abused. And I'd have to say that that's a strong part of what drove her and gave her such a strong drive inside to be able to help people and to help people who have been through such an experience. And as a result of it, look at the millions of lives she's touched.
Oh, absolutely. I was down at the Agape Center in California over the New Year's, and I heard one of the speakers there talk about that there's not a shaman that exists, that's alive, that would give up his shamanic experience. And that's the experience, that the challenge that people go through that help them awaken to a higher level consciousness. And that's the blessing of people going through these challenges, is that I always call it kind of like a phoenix experience. It's the phoenix rising up out of the ashes once you feel like that you've been destroyed in so many ways.
Well, yeah, and if you look at it, I mean, that's really what sports are based upon. I mean, sports are based upon what? You know, two people or teams challenging each other and taking things to the next level. And what do people go through to excel at sports? They go through physical pain. I mean, they go through days and hours and hours and hours of physical training, and they develop focus and intensity and little and injuries in order to what? In order to achieve something, and they're pushing each other. Well, it's the same thing as it's the same thing with life. Life brings to us these pleasurable experiences, which are equally balanced by these painful experiences, but it's those painful experiences, the most difficult ones, that help us develop our being, our character, our communication, liberate our art. It helps us get a vaster understanding of the human condition, of one another, in being able to communicate. So the value of challenge is unquestionable. It's just that sometimes, if a person hasn't trained themselves, or they haven't allowed themselves to go through the process of discovering the blessings, they haven't allowed themselves to see the other side of the challenge or the pain that they're going through, that's why they'll keep repeating the same cycle. And they can break the cycle as soon as they're willing to.
Well, and the example that you brought up as far as athletics and sports, I actually use as an example a lot, just simply in when we lift weights, we're lifting weights in order to make our muscles physically, our body, bigger and stronger. But what we do when we lift weights is we're actually breaking down our muscle to allow it to build back up and to become stronger. So emotionally, when we create situations in our lives to break us down emotionally, the purpose behind that is to become stronger emotionally to handle the next level of life and to prepare us for life. It's an education process.
Yeah, they're literally there to expand our awareness. You have people ask me, so you're balancing your emotions. Does that mean you're becoming emotionless? And no, it's the exact opposite. What happens is, as one becomes more skilled at balancing their emotions, what they're doing is they're becoming more clear on when they're having them. They're becoming more clear on what these particular emotions are. So as opposed to just experiencing three emotions, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm guilty, for instance, they could experience, I'm guilty about this, that makes me feel rejected, or it has me feel this array of emotions. So a person actually becomes, when they allow themselves to study the skill of equilibrating their emotions, they become more clear on what the deeper emotions are, and they become more skilled at feeling them, letting them run through their body, and then bringing them to balance one by one by one. So it's not about getting rid of them. They're gifts. The emotions are cues to understanding what's going on inside of us, what's going on outside of us, so that we could see where our perceptions are maybe lopsided, and then we have the ability to experience that, and then we can develop the skills to balance our perception so we could transcend that experience, integrate it into our being, and then move on to the next experience of emotion.
Well, and the really valuable thing, too, about that is in order to be successful in life, in order to be successful in running a business or running a company, you have to be able to deal with challenging situations quickly. And the only way that you can do that is if when you're confronted with a challenging situation, we've all seen the picture of former President Bush being told about the 9/11 attacks. He had to take in that information and process it and be able to make decisions quickly. And if you're tied up in your emotions, you can't actually make decisions quickly. They actually bog you down and paralyze you. And I think that's one of the things that people don't realize, is that when you get caught up in your emotions, it actually prevents you from making decisions quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like myself, in having to go from, I didn't grow up running a company. I didn't grow up in a company office. I now have one. I have a team. I have management. I have salespeople. I have customers. I've had customers that were pissed off customers. I've gone through the experience, of service, of accountability, of dealing with emotions and dealing with challenges in the market. It's a tremendous learning curve because people think differently. People value different things, different things. They also communicate differently. So what happens is we become more clear as we study our emotions and other people's emotions. We become more clear on how to communicate and how to connect and how to build something, because we're able to expand our thinking. We're able to expand our communication in being able to connect with more people, because people connect in different ways according to their value system, and we all, you know, we all perceive the world differently, and we all have different emotional charges. And as one studies emotions, they become better equipped to be able to deal with themselves, what's going on in their lives, and to deal with other people, as you know, at the same time.
Yeah, they're tons of valuable information that you're sharing today. We're going to take another break, but before we do, I want to make sure that the listeners know how to contact you. What is the best way, John, for people to get a hold of you?
Okay. There's an email address I'll share. It's johncastagnini1@AOL.com. So that's JohnCastagnini, and the number 1@AOL.com. And if you didn't hear that spelling, just go to thankgodi.com, and my name is there. And the number 1@AOL.com. That's the best way.
Okay, perfect. When we come back, we're going to continue discussing how to balance your emotions, how to look at any challenging situation or any tragedy that you have in your life and see the blessing in it and balance your emotions quickly.
Like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transform your life.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong. Welcome back to Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I'm talking with the founder of the Thank God I book series, John Castagnini. We're talking about how to equilibrate your mind in dealing with emotional situations to be more successful in life and in business. And John, one of the biggest challenges I think that people have to deal with is like the death of a loved one as an example. And most people think that you need to take a certain amount of time out of your life to deal with that. But we know in the work that we've done is that showing some appreciation for that situation and appreciating not only the person while they were here, but appreciating the value of them in a new form is one of the most valuable aspects of the work that you do. What are some practical action steps that some of the listeners can take on a daily basis when they're confronted with challenges?
Yeah, well, particularly to what you just brought up, the passing of a loved one. When my mom passed, like I said earlier, I was hit hard. I had my emotions. I was pissed. I was angry. I already practiced this material for years. But I 7 days after she passed, I stepped back and I said, "Wait a minute. I know that there's a perfection in this." I said, "I know that there's an underlying, I've done this many times. I know that these are my emotions and I'm experiencing them and I'm grieving and I'm going through the perception of loss." So I practiced what I preached, and I sat down and I looked for, I know that energy and matter isn't created or destroyed, Lisa. I know that. It's never destroyed. All there is a continuous transformation that exists. And that we are this energy. We are this light. We're all light beings. If you break down to our smallest components, we're made of atomic structures, wavelength frequencies. We are a wavelength frequency of light that just continues on. But we can forget that. You know, our minds can forget that when we see the shell disappear of the body. So what I did was I looked for all the traits that my mom represented me. I found over 325 of them. And I said, "Well, wait. She didn't disappear, so where in my field of vision are all these traits now?" I looked in who? Where's the new nurturing person? Where's the person who was kind to me? Where's the person who yelled at me in the morning? Whatever it was, I looked for all of them. And then I also balanced my perception, Lisa, of her passing, because the other thing is anything that happens has positives and negatives. So I looked at, well, okay, what's happening? What are some of the things that are being attracted into my life that are actually positive? Well, I saw I was getting closer to one of my brothers already, and he was dealing with, he was opening up to me about things in his life. I was taking on some of the roles that my mom represented. So I sat down and equilibrated and owned what happened to the point where I was allowing myself to honor her transformation. And we could, every one of us can take ourselves to that point simply, and it is by going through the process of honoring the new form, looking in our field of vision and seeing where is this person existing now in our field of vision. And I have a pretty incredible thing that happened to me, Lisa, that I'd like to share for a brief moment as a result of doing this work, okay?
I would love that.
Okay, well, after I did this for 3 weeks, you know, I sat there and I did all the exercises of looking for the balance, looking for the transformation, honoring the transformation, finding the positives and negatives, till I got to the point where I was able to, you know, open my heart and see where is my mom now in my field of vision? Where does she exist? How can I be present with her beyond this illusion that we experience of life and death? Well, I did this till I got to the point where my heart was open and I was able to honor her new form. Lisa, I was in a parking lot and I met a woman named Lorraine. My mom's name was Lorraine.
Wow.
This woman was 56 years old. My mom just passed away at age 56. She was smoking a cigarette. She was drinking a cup of coffee. My mom smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day. She drank 10 cups of coffee. This woman was from Brooklyn, New York. I'm in Florida, and here's a woman. So here I am in Florida after I just did all this work on honoring the transformation of my mom. I'm in Florida, and I meet a woman named Lorraine, 56 years old, same age as my mom, same name, smoking a cigarette, drinking a cup of coffee, from Brooklyn, New York. And I turned around to my girlfriend, who just flew in, and I said, I guarantee you that this woman's birthday is January 9th.
Oh, wow.
So I asked Lorraine, I said, Lorraine, when's your birthday? And she looked through my eyes, and she stared right through them, and she said, January 9th, why?
Wow.
Now, Lisa, I know there's no mathematical probability of me manifesting another Lorraine that's 56 from New York, smoking a cigarette, drinking a cup of coffee, and from Brooklyn, and that I predict her birthday is going to be not even the day my mom was born. That was the day my mom passed. So I predicted that she would be born on the day my mom passed, and she goes ahead and tells me that that's the day she's born. I know there's no mathematical anomaly to that one. But what I was able to do was transcend the illusion that there's any separation in space-time between life and death. Because everything, when Eckhart Tolle said the power of now, that's what he was referring to, the eternal presence of now that exists, that's ever-present, that's omnipresent, that's all that exists, one eternal now. And the rest is the illusion of the mind putting things in space and in time. And when you go ahead and you successfully allow yourself to balance out the perceptions that you have and transcend into the emotional experiences, you could bring yourself to the power of now and you could actually experience it. And we can all do that if we allow ourselves to take the time to actually practice the skills in order to do it. And that's what equilibrated thinking is all about.
Well, and I think you make a really valuable point. That's a beautiful story. And there's so many people who could be listening to us saying, well, yeah, but I want my mom in the form that she was in. Why do I have to take her in this form? And I would say to people like that, as well as you would, that instead of asking that question, why isn't she the way she used to be, ask, how do I learn how to see things the way that you just described, the way that you see them?
Because well, you could also do this.
Beautiful way to see it.
Well, yes, but you could also do this, Lisa. She is still in the form that she used to be in because time is an illusion of the mind. Everything is existing in one eternal now. So she's in that form, she's in this form, she's in every form if we allow ourselves to see those forms. They're all coexisting in one eternal moment.
Absolutely, and that's When I talk to people about tapping into a higher level consciousness, I mean, that's exactly what I talk about, is that there's such a beautiful way to look at life if you would just simply allow yourself to look at life that way. John, I have enjoyed having you on here so much, and I cannot believe that an hour has already gone by, but it is. So I want to thank you for coming on today. You provided such great information, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Success and Empowerment Radio. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Success and Empowerment Radio, I'll be having a panel discussion about wealth, spirituality, and sexuality and the impact that they have on success. Have a great week, and I'll be back here next time. Thank you.
You've been listening to a transformative hour of Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and take your personal and professional life to a new level by shattering obstacles and clearing the path for unparalleled success. Each week, Lisa Kay inspires individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. This international business consultant, fantastic mother, and mentor is ready to assist you to step into your true power. To schedule your life-changing session with Lisa, call 206-228-6398 and find out more about her show at lisakconsulting.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.